Welcome in. Today we're building something I call Concrete Echo in Ableton Live 12, a beginner-friendly mastering-style vibe chain for jungle and old-school drum and bass. Think tape and desk imprint, a bit of swing in the breaks, crunchy density without losing punch, and that classic dubby echo that smears into the next bar right when you want it to. The big promise of this lesson is, we'll get that rolling, hyped warehouse energy without wrecking your kick and sub, and we'll do it mostly with stock Ableton devices. Before we touch any devices, quick setup so everything behaves. Set your tempo in the jungle zone, 165 to 172 BPM. I'll assume 170. Now gain staging. This is where beginners accidentally sabotage the entire vibe. Before any mastering chain, aim for master peak around minus 6 dB. Don't obsess over meters, just don't slam the master. If your mix is already clipping, your saturator and limiter will work too early and you'll get that flat, crushed loudness instead of character. If you can, group your project into three simple groups: a drum group, a bass group, and a music or FX group. Even if you're not fully organized yet, at least know where your breakbeat lives and where your sub lives, because we're going to be really intentional about what gets the echo and what doesn't. Alright, step 1. We're going to build the Concrete Echo as a return track, not on the master. Create return track and rename it Concrete Echo. Now add devices in this order: echo, auto filter, saturator, and utility. Start with echo. Turn sync on. For time, choose 1/8th note for the classic feel. If you want a more yummy, slightly off-kilter bounce, try 3/16ths instead. 3/16ths can feel like it's answering the groove, almost like the delay is dancing around the snare. Set feedback around 30% to start. Anywhere from 25 to 40 is the zone. Keep dry slash wet at 100%, because it's a return. Now the most important part. Filter the echo so it lives in the mids and doesn't fog your low end. Set the low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Start at about 300. Set the high cut around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe 7 or 8 as a safe start. What we're doing is basically saying, echo is vibe, not sub information. Add a touch of modulation. Rate around 0.2 to 0.4 Hz, amount around 10 to 20%. This is where the chopped final character starts to peek in. Slight movement, slight warble, not seasick. If you see the character section in echo, nudge it slightly toward dirty or noise, but keep it low. We're adding texture, not turning the delay into a special effect that steals the whole track. Next device, auto filter. Set it to band pass for that in the concrete telephone-ish focus, or low pass if you want it darker and smokier. For band pass, aim the frequency somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, and set the resonance, the Q, somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. You're hunting for that sweet spot where the echo feels like a gritty mid-range smear behind the drums. Now add a tiny bit of movement with the filter's LFO. Keep it small, 5 to 10% amount. Rate synced at 1/8 or 1/4. The goal is subtle animation, like old hardware drifting a bit. Next, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not just making it louder. That level matching habit is a superpower, because louder always sounds better, and it will trick you. This saturation is the dub slap edge. It helps the echo sit like it came off a gritty mixer rather than a clean digital delay. Last on the return, utility. Widen only the echo, not your whole mix. Set width around 120 to 150%. This is a classic jungle trick. Keep the core punch centered and let the atmosphere spread out. Now, quick safety note from experience. Returns can clip when multiple tracks send at once, especially if you start automating big throws. If you want a safety net, add a limiter at the end of the return and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of reduction on the biggest moments. That's not for loudness. That's for don't blow up my return. Cool. Concrete Echo is built. Step 2. Send only the right elements to it. This is where the genre discipline kicks in. Echo goes on snares, break accents, maybe to sprinkle on hats. Not on sub bass. On your breakbeat track, start with send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. On your snare or clap layer, you can push more often. Minus 12 to minus 6 dB works, because the snare throw is the moment people feel. Hi-hats, keep it gentle, minus 24 to minus 18 dB. And on the sub bass, keep send off, minus infinity. No send. If you send sub into delay, you get that flabby, smeared low end where the kick stops feeling like a punch and starts feeling like a wobble in the wrong way. Teacher tip. Instead of leaving the send up all the time, automate it like a performer. A classic arrangement move is phrase throws. Every 8 bars, boost the send for one snare hit so the delay spills into the next bar. That's old rave language. It tells the listener, new section coming, without adding a single new instrument. Also, if you want your echo huge but not in the way, put a compressor on the concrete echo return and sidechain it from the kick. Ratio 4:1. Fast attack. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now the kick punches cleanly, and the echo blooms in the gaps. That's how you get size without mod. Now step 3. The mastering style chain on the master. Remember, this is not mixing fixes. This is finish and glue. Small moves. On the master, add EQ 8 first. Don't automatically high pass your master like it's a rule. In DNB, the low end is the point. Only add a gentle high pass if you have rumble you don't want. If needed, set it around 25 to 30 Hz, 12 dB per octave. That keeps sub weight but removes useless infra garbage. If the mix is a bit harsh, a tiny dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like -1 to -2 dB, can calm the bite. Keep it subtle. If you're doing more than that, it's probably a mix problem. Next, glue compressor. This is the roll stage. Attack at 3 milliseconds so transients still snap. Release on auto for musical behavior. Ratio 2:1. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. Not 6, not 8. We're not trying to flatten breaks. We're trying to make them feel like they belong to the same record. Leave makeup off and match the output manually. Again, don't let loudness fool you. Next, saturator on the master. Choose soft sign for smoother or analog clip for gritter. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's level matched. This is one of the easiest ways to get old school density without leaning too hard on the limiter. Optional but fun, roar. If you have roar and you want that chopped vinyl grit, keep it light. This is mastering, not a sound design session. Aim for barely audible but missed when it's gone. Try a subtle starting point, then keep the mix around 10 to 25%. The key idea. Focus distortion more in the mids than in the sub. If roar is making your low end fuzzy or unstable, back off immediately or skip it. Saturator alone is totally enough. Next, utility on the master for stereo discipline. Set width around 95 to 105%. In drum and bass, bass stability is weight. If you push width too wide on the master, your subs get weird in clubs and your groove loses authority. Then the limiter. Set the ceiling to -1 dB. That's a good safety against intersampled peaks and a little more streaming safe. Then raise the gain until you're hitting about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. And here's a sanity check. If your limiter is doing more than about 4 dB most of the time, you're not mastering, you're remixing. Back off the input, fix kick versus sub overlap, or reduce low-end conflict. Don't solve everything with the limiter. Now, step 4. Swing. And this is where a lot of people accidentally destroy DNB. Swing does not belong on your entire master. Jungle swing usually lives in the breaks and tops. The kick and sub are the spine, and they often feel bigger when they stay straight on the grid. So do it the beginner-friendly way. Swing the breakbeat, not the whole song. Open the groove pool in live. Grab an MPC 16 swing groove, somewhere around 57 to 63. I like 59 as a starting point. Apply it to your break clip only. In the groove settings, start with timing around 30 to 60%. Add random around 5 to 10% for human feel. Velocity can be 0 to 15% if you want extra funk, but be careful. Too much velocity variation can make your break feel inconsistent in a modern mix. Now check your bass line. If your bass is MIDI and you accidentally had groove affecting it, you might have notes starting late. Nudge bass notes back to the grid if needed. Straight sub plus swung break is a classic formula for rolls hard. Step 5. Chopped vinyl character. Subtle, tasteful, and usually more on the highs than the lows. Option is vinyl distortion. Drop it in before the limiter. Keep it light. Tracing model around 0.5 to 1.5. Pinch 0 to 1. Drive 0.5 to 2. Crackle very low or off unless you specifically want audible vinyl noise. Option B is chorus ensemble for micro warble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount 5 to 15%. Dry slash wet 5 to 10%. The moment you start hearing obvious wobble on the low end, you've gone too far. This should feel like worn copy shimmer on hats and snare air. A really clean pro move is to do that warble on the drum group instead of the full master. Split the drums into a clean low chain and a wobble high chain. I pass the wobble chain around 2 to 4k HC so only the top gets unstable. That's how you get character while the punch stays concrete. Now, two final coach moves that will level up your decision making. First, a slash be the vibe, not the volume. Put a utility at the very end of your master chain and map its gain to a macro or knob. When you bypass your processing, match loudness by ear within about half a dB. If the processed version is only better because it's louder, back off your drives and limiter gain. You want better groove, better density, better vibe. Second, one button dub kill. Map the utility gain on the concrete echo return to a key or MIDI pad. Now you can instantly kill the wash right before a drop, like an engineer grabbing the send return and muting it. That move is pure old school energy. Let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice routine. Load a classic break, immense style or any chopped break you like. Add a clean kick and a sub. Apply MPC 16 swing 59 to the break only. Build the concrete echo return exactly like we did. Now automate send A on your snare. For bars 1 through 7, keep it around minus 15 dB. On bar 8, the last snare, jump it to around minus 6 dB so you get a real throw into the next phrase. As your master chain, aim for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on glue, and 2 to 4 dB on the limiter at the loudest moments.